Hello, welcome. In this video, we're going to discuss perfect competition and how it's affected by different threats in the market, right? Particularly many players, right, in the market. There's in perfect competition that they're the supply of, in this example, we'll use air travel. So in the airline industry, there are not very many competitive advantages between the two companies, right, or between the different players in the market, right? So they have many different players in the airline industry with identical products, right? There are really no barriers to entry. Anybody can start an airline service, right? There's not like it's a finite amount of land, right? That and you can only build on so much land, right? We can have pretty much unlimited airspace travel, right? Because there's a lot of area to allow for air travel, right? So there's really no barriers into that industry, right? So no real advantage for existing and good price information. All of these things comprise of perfect competition, right? So price information is readily available. Supply and demand is easily measured, right, and reported. There's no advantage for existing, right? There is no real advantage for staying in business, right, other than the profit side. And then again, no barriers to entry and many players with identical products, right? So let's take a look at the supply and demand curve here for the air travel industry. And we're going to see how perfect competition affects the pricing of, right, of different air travel providers, okay? So let's first put on our vertical axis the price per mile. Okay, so 20 cents, 15, 10, 5, okay? And then we'll say the billions of seats, of seat miles per week, right? Billions of seat miles per week. Okay, so let's draw our supply curve and our demand curves. So, supply curve here. Take it on out. Demand curve. Okay, let's run it from here. All right. So, make that a little bit lower and be better for the example. Okay, so now we can see that equilibrium price for price per mile is going to sit right around here at 12 cents per mile. At about 5 billion seat miles per week. So now we want to look at what happens when perfect competition takes over, right? Now, as perfect competition takes over, and many players enter the market, there's no barriers to entry, good price information, right? You will start to see the supply curve shift, and it'll shift downward because you have no competitive advantage in a perfect competitive market, in a perfect competitive environment. And as more and more entrants or competitors enter that market, your market share in a perfectly competitive market will have no choice but to decrease, because there is going to be no differentiation or separation between these airlines, right? As the market adjusts for the perfect competition, right? So we'll see our supply curve shift down incrementally as more and more entrants come into the market, right? So now we can see that if we break below this point, right, because we are here at max capacity, right, we have zero economic profit below 10 cents per mile, right? 10 cents per mile. We are at zero economic profit here, right? So you can see how prices move down according to the supply curve. And as, like I said earlier, as the market becomes more competitive, more players enter the market, right? Your market share will have no choice but to decrease in a perfectly competitive market. Therefore, your supply curve will shift in a perfectly competitive market with many players, and all of these characteristics that define perfect competition, right? As more entrants enter the market, your supply and your quantity supplied will go down, because your market share will have no choice but to go down. And we can only go to 10 cents per mile because we are maxed out at our ability to this is how many seats that we can fill at this level, right, and still have zero economic profit. So we don't want to see our prices fall below 10 cents per mile, because then there will be an opportunity cost that is greater, right, than what we are investing in here, and then it would be smarter for us to disintegrate our airline and move our cash somewhere else, right? So we don't want to see the economic profit fall below zero. So if prices drop below this 10 cents price per mile, we could be operating, well, we will be operating in an economic deficit, but we could be in danger of operating in an accounting deficit as well.